Chapter 6. Create Great Conversations. On a July evening in 1937, the renowned conductor Leopold Stokowski was alone having dinner in a Los Angeles restaurant when he saw someone at another table trying to get his attention. "Why don't we sit together?" the other patron called over. The man was Walt Disney, who had just acquired the rights to The Sorcerer's Apprentice, a symphonic piece based on a poem by Goethe. Disney immediately asked Stokowski what he thought of the musical score and mentioned that he was thinking of turning it into a short film with Mickey Mouse in the lead role. There was further talk of collaboration between the two giants, who each represented a different genre of entertainment. Afterward, Disney wrote to a colleague, "I am greatly enthused over the idea and believe that the union of Stokowski and his music, together with the best of our medium, would be the means of a great success and should lead to a new style of motion picture presentation." The two men began working together, and the project evolved into the motion picture classic Fantasia, released in 1940, which featured The Sorcerer's Apprentice in one of its segments. The great conductor himself appeared on screen, at one point shaking hands with Mickey Mouse. To truly appreciate this encounter, one must realize that Disney had other things on his mind that summer. As Michael Barrier relates in his biography, The Animated Man, Disney and his team were plowing ahead with Pinocchio, tangling with some basic questions of animation, like how to draw the main characters. Dining alone at his table and running through the Pinocchio sequences in his head, Disney could easily have averted his eyes and avoided Stokowski. He could have said to himself, "Well, if I talk to anyone now, it's going to be someone who knows a lot about animation." But that wasn't his way. Disney was a conversationalist, and he used his conversations to get ideas moving. He also wanted to keep stretching his notions of how to be Walt Disney, the impresario of family entertainment. That summer he was immersed in one project and contemplating another that would expand the Disney brand by merging his medium with classical music. He was beginning to dress for his next gig. It would be hard to identify even one great idea hunter who was not in the habit of cultivating great conversations. There are chance conversations, like the kind that helped lead eventually to Fantasia, and there are ongoing conversations of the sort you might have with an old friend who is a history buff. There are big conversations, small conversations, conversations with acquaintances, with perfect strangers, with people down the hall, with customers, and with clients. There are conversations with people in the know, and conversations with people on the outs, like Pixar's Black Sheep, described in the previous chapter. As we saw in that chapter, putting yourself in the line of fire of ideas is a pivotal step in the innovation process. Conversations are a primary means of stepping into that line, exposing yourself to the onslaught of ideas. Almost anyone can be a valuable conversation partner, but some people have a unique place in the communication flow. Because of what they know and how they learn, they seem to embody all the essential links in the conversational chain, and they spread their knowledge by way of informal communication. Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor Thomas J. Allen has described these people as gatekeepers, but perhaps a more apt designation would be connectors. In Allen's influential research, they are the switches through which ideas flow in an organization. They are not normally in the upper echelons of an organization, but they are involved in more conversations than most professionals. Here are some other characteristics of connectors that we have identified. 1. They are far more likely than others to keep up with the literature in their field, especially the material that is highly complex and difficult. 2. They attend more professional meetings and meet more people there than their colleagues. They also spend more time in bars and at the pool than in the sessions, but they wind up knowing more about the research than those who sat through them. 3. They are accessible to unusually large numbers of people. 4. They tend to recognize connections between what some people know and what others are looking for, and they make those connections for you. And 5, they are trusted. You can go to them and admit you don't know what's going on, and your secret is safe. Even better, they'll help you find out what you need to know. Not everyone can become a connector, and some might not particularly care to. For one thing, according to the research, connectors tend to go unrecognized, and therefore unappreciated by top management. Allen found that they make up no more than 1/10 of an organization's technical employees, who were Allen's primary subjects. Our point is that if you're an idea hunter, you should figure out who these people are and start building conversations with them. Buddy DeFranco, one of the greatest jazz clarinetists of all time, was a standout member of almost every great swing band of the mid-20th century. He used to hang around with jazz pianist Michael Dodo Mamarosa, who played for the band leader Artie Shaw. Dodo was always rather eccentric, but he had a great, not only technical ability, but a great ability to hear new things, DeFranco recalled years later. He had a concept for grasping new ideas, playing new ideas. Dodo was always searching, always into new things. A lot of new things escaped me, but I was smart enough to hang on to Dodo, because he knew, and I knew he knew. DeFranco certainly qualified as an idea hunter. He realized that his career depended on the acquisition of new ideas, and he was humble enough to know that he needed help in identifying those ideas. He figured that he could position himself in the middle of an idea flow by glomming onto Dodo and creating great conversations with him. Dodo was a connector. Who is connecting you to the ideas that will help fill in gaps in your hunt, help keep you in a continued flow of fresh ideas? Who's your Dodo?